Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
Lenten Journey, Day 2, Into the Divine Liturgy. Preparation. It has been said that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Perhaps a more proper translation of this thought offered to us by Lao Tzu is that the journey of 1,000 miles begins beneath one's feet. No matter how we say it, the journey into the divine liturgy, and therefore into the divine, begins with a step of the foot. But that foot must be ready, socks and shoes, muscles and even calluses, to travel the road ahead. Preparation for the divine liturgy is essential. A soul who is present and ready for the divine liturgy must prepare itself, as must the minister who will celebrate the liturgy. Both the priest and the participant enter into the sanctuary, putting off their worldly garments, and understand there is a sacredness to the space they enter. The physical structure of the church is most often the place where this sacrament is celebrated. It has been consecrated, that is, it has been set aside for the purpose of this sacred work, just as the priest, the minister of the sacrament, is consecrated and ordained for this celebration. He is a man, not God. He stands humbly before the presence of God. As you can imagine, there can be no ego present at this moment. And so begins the stripping of the trappings of the world. Because the Divine Liturgy is such an awesome and sacred ceremony, the participant goes through a series of physical, spiritual, and emotional preparatory acts. Let us begin with the physical preparation, because by far it is the easiest to comprehend. In the vestry of the church, the priest engages in a transformative process. The divine liturgy begins with the reciting of Psalm 132. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. As we hear, the first utterances are in the spirit of a festival, shouting for joy. In fact, the divine liturgy is a celebration. In that spirit, the priest offers his first prayer of the day before transforming himself with the physical robes and vestments of the day. Let's now listen to that prayer. And as we listen, place yourself in that spirit of joy and understanding. It is the first step of our journey. O Jesus Christ, our Lord, who are clothed with light as with a garment, you did appear upon earth in unspeakable humility and walked with men and women. As you grant me permission to be vested for this service, make me your unprofitable servant, also worthy at this hour to approach the spiritual service of your glory, so that I may divest myself of all ungodliness, which is the garment of defilement, and that I may be adorned with your light. Cast away my wickedness, and shake me out of my transgressions, that I may be made worthy of the light prepared by you in the world to come. Grant me to enter with priestly glory upon the ministry of your holy things. Christ, you did bear the sins of all. For you are the holiness of our souls, and upon you befits glory, dominion, and honor. In saying this prayer, we take the first step of preparation. We will continue tomorrow by introducing the vestments that prepare us physically to celebrate with joy the Divine Liturgy. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to continuing this journey with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie, inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.